The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Pretty sure everybody's recovered now. I mean, it's Tuesday, but how do you handle a hangover? What is the best hangover cure? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So when it comes to hangovers for me, my remedy is sleep. Just sleep it off. I'm sorry. I cannot be awake with a hangover. The last time we went out and really got a little too inebriated, myself and Otto, the next day I had to cook for everybody. Oh, my God. I was dying. It was horrible.
That's tough. I couldn't imagine being hungover than having to be around all that food and,
Otto,
and other people.
Ooh. I mean, Anthony, rather. There were people at our house. We had visitors. I had to cook for them. And wait, I was just like, why are you guys here right now? It was so bad. So what's your cure?
My cure for shaking off a hangover is if I can, I try to like work out. Like any type of like sweat.
Are you crazy,
if I can sweat
Anthony?
It out. Yeah.
Are you crazy?
It helps. It helps the process.
Sweating it out helps so much. Like I'll try to do like a yoga class or something just to get it out of me. And the secret is you got to wake up and do it right away. Don't let yourself sleep in. You got to get up and you got to get after it and just go try to sweat it out. Mm-hmm. And then you come home and take a nap. No,
I've literally slept all day into the night till the next day before when it's been really bad. I sleep all the way through it. Otto, we're married, obviously. But I mean, for me, I always give you a couple of ibuprofens and water. Has that always been
say,
your?
Yeah. My remedy is don't drink. But my if I do drink, it's I just do Advil and water. That's the only thing you can really do. I mean, I do go. I like Anthony's theory. Going to work out in the morning, it will kill. It will help kill the hangover.
I have never seen you do that. That's if you can get out of bed. Exactly. We've been married over a decade, and never have I seen you go with your hangover. Let's go for a run, Dana. Not one time. All right,
Maybe I just do it in my head, okay, Dana?
I guess.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Since the engagement of Taylor Swift to Travis Kelce, there's been a renewed interest in engagement rings because he just did such a great job. It's an old mine diamond. This is back in the
what
day.
What does that even mean, old
so
mine
back
diamond?
Back in the day, people used to hand chisel the diamonds and shine them. So each one was like a work of art. You can't get another one like it. Now they're manufactured. They're made by machines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of all the same thing, just like everything else. Her diamond is one of a kind, just like her. And I love it. And of course, it's worth millions of dollars, but that's not the main thing. She was on Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda, their podcast, and she kind of talks about the moment she saw the ring.
He designed it with this amazing jeweler, Kindred Lubeck is her name, and she does all of her gold engraving by hand. And I just thought her stuff was so cool. So I'd shown him a video like a year and a half ago, and he was just paying attention to everything, it turns out.
Because
when I
that?
Saw the ring, I was like, oh, I know who made that. I know who made that. I know who made that. And also, you listen to me. It was like, you really know me. You like, I didn't know what I would want, but he did somehow. And that's kind of a flex.
So right now, old mine diamonds are being sought after because she's a trendsetter.
Yeah, of course she is.
She's a trendsetter,
She shifts economies when she comes to town.
Literally. Yeah.
The fact didn't acknowledge that she was saying, hey, this is what I like. And he's like, he figured it out.
What? Automatic. Is that our like guy senses going off? Because that was something I caught too. Now, Dana, I want to talk to you about that because she said, I showed him this a year and a half ago.
You know how many things I've showed Otto for the years? And
no.
He still doesn't get the hints?
No,
Travis, she got herself somebody who's paying attention.
But is that for a note for any man out there? When a woman's showing you a ring, it's probably
you should pay attention.
Yeah.
Yes, pay attention to what she likes, to what she wants. Yes. I literally got Automatic the cat that he told me he wanted 15 years ago.
I took you to the jeweler and you got to pick the ring you wanted.
Bam, there it is.
You did, Otto. You absolutely did. I want to talk about famous soccer player, football, whatever you call it, Cristiano Ronaldo. He's engaged to Jordina. You know she's wearing a 35-carat ring?
What?
Whoa.
How do you even wear that on your hand?
Without, like,
falling
a ton
over.
Of security, too.
Falling over to the left. 35 carats valued at $5 million.
How big is that? That's literally a rock.
It's a rock. Like, that's what we're talking about. Who's rocking the biggest rock? You know Mariah Carey? She had that 35-carat emerald cut that James Packer gave her for $10 million.
Nick Cannon didn't give her that?
Nick Cannon gave her children.
Oh. Okay.
Way more valuable than a rock. I would have thought that Lauren Sanchez had the biggest ring because she's married to one of the wealthiest men in the world. She doesn't.
Who's she married to?
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos.
She has two rings. She has a 30-carat pink diamond.
Oh.
Then she has another 40-carat oval diamond.
Oh.
So she has two engagement rings, which is I think that's okay.
I think, you know, probably has a bigger ring is his ex-wife.
Yeah. And she donated
she
to everyone else.
She got a bigger bank account. Yeah, yeah, she got I love his ex-wife.
Yeah, shout out Mackenzie Scott.
And she, they have a great relationship. He has a great relationship with her. He says, you know, if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't be the man he is, who he is. And that's why he gave her half, like right off the
and
top.
She's
there was
literally
no
taken the hundreds of billions that she has and given
and
her all
them
away.
Yeah, giving her money away.
Dana, do you still give these men the same kind of credit that we give our everyday, you know, blue collar men, like Automatic himself?
I don't know if I'm blue collar, but
you work with your hands a little bit.
You
right?
Pick some weeds last weekend.
You do some things, but my point is, you know, the everyday man who doesn't have the resources to go
doesn't
to these
matter.
Famed jewelers
doesn't matter.
All right, still get the same credit.
No, yeah, they get the same credit. I don't care if you have a gold band. I've known people who have been married 50, 60 years, and you know what? They don't have a ring, or they're wearing a plain gold band. My grandparents were married till the day my grandpa died. I never got to meet him, but my grandma had a simple gold band. She didn't care.
My mom had a very simple ring, and it looked like a speck of sand in there. But
little diamond dust?
I think it was little diamond dust that was in there, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, to be honest, when Otto first proposed to me, he did it without a ring. I didn't care. We only got a ring later because some guy hit on me. He's like, well, you're not wearing a ring. And then Otto's like, we're going to get you a ring. That's the only reason.
I thought I could get by without it.
So you did the proposal with the box?
Like
the
no, box? I did the proposal with groceries in my hand.
Different type
to
of
me,
carrots.
To me, that meant forever.
Yeah.
You know who started this big diamond trend was Elizabeth Taylor. We're going back to the 60s. So Elizabeth Taylor was this actress. She's an American icon, right? American actress. Or actually, she's from the UK, but lived here. Anyway, her husband twice over, Richard Burton, I think. Oh my gosh, is that his name? Somebody call me if that's not his name.
She married the same guy twice?
Yeah, they were like so in love, but they just had like different. Anyway, it's a great love story. Look it up. He bought her a 69.5 carat diamond ring.
What?
Wow.
Pear shaped. Because he said he loved her so much that it hurt his heart and he would cry like it's shaped like a tear. 69.5 carats. She rarely wore it. She kept it in a safe most of the time.
That was a bar right there, though, if he said
right?
That.
Right? Right? So they kind of started the trend. The biggest rock right now, Gucci Mane.
Brr.
And his wife, Keisha, right now, he just gifted her, not just, but recently, a 60 carat oval diamond. Damn. It is crazy.
Might I say, she earned it too.
Yeah, she did.
If you don't know the backstory of Gucci Mane, he did several years in prison, and then he forked over her a bunch of money and said, hey, please keep
and
this invested.
Took care of
take
all
care of the business.
Of his business.
And she did everything.
Yeah.
And when he got out of jail, he had more money than he went in with.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different love story than Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, but still a love story at that. Still a love story.
He also has mental health problems that she's helped coach him through.
He has schizophrenia. She has not helped coach him. She helps him. He is under the care of a medically licensed professional. He is on medication. And when he has episodes, he has signed over paperwork that she can have him committed until he is well. And then he gets out. He says, I'm often committed, and I trust my wife 100%.
Do you think he knows he bought that ring? I think
yes, he does. Of course, he has schizophrenia. He doesn't have dementia.
He doesn't even know he bought the ring.
Totally different.
What if his other personalities did?
Anyway, going back to that question, Anthony, I love looking at all these rings. And you can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm going to post video of the different rings, especially the Keisha's ring. Oh, my gosh. The fact that she even has this giant diamond is amazing. And it's beautiful. But who cares? When it's love,
like
it doesn't matter.
That's too
matter.
Much, though.
I don't. When I saw the ring, I said, honey.
Nice play, Automatic.
Nothing's ever too much. I was like, I feel like that's too much. You know me.
The bigger, the better.
The bigger, the better. That's why I married you, honey. That's why I married you. Ha ha.
What are we talking about here?
Rings. Anyway, no, I really mean it. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't have cared if Otto got me a ring or not. Remember, I've been married before and it didn't work out. It didn't matter to me. It mattered that he was my best friend. It mattered that I loved him. It mattered that I finally found someone that I could be still with. And I knew, oh, I'm gonna cry. I knew I was gonna spend the rest of my life with him the moment he asked me to marry him. Even if we hadn't gotten married though, I knew I was gonna spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh.
So who cares? Now, when are we going to upgrade? No, I'm just kidding. We already did. Okay.
We could do another one here at 20, probably.
Oh, that would be nice.
Ooh.
We should have someone help us pick it out on the air. On the radio.
Or give us a deal.
Or give us a deal. See this guy, the cheap guy. That's okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Cardi B and Stefan Diggs have officially unfollowed one another. It's over. Man.
Oh.
I am heartbroken. And I had a feeling because when she was helping to host the NFL. What was it? The celebrity NFL matchup? I don't know what it was. Celebrity football, flag football game. She already sounded like she was having a party.
I see a couple of people I know, like Black Boy Max.
Black Boy Max got like 3 catches, Cardi, in case you was wondering. Have you gone to any good parties this week?
Honey, I just came from a party. I took like 7 shots. I'm like, y'all talking to me, and I'm drunk as a mother.
And you ain't bring none?
My girl was lit. You know, my girl was lit. She was having a great time. And to myself, I kept thinking, I wonder if they had some trouble. I didn't even know that this had happened on the red carpet. ESPN was like, hey, what, you know, how do you feel about this game? They literally asked her about Stefan, and her cold answer.
Inspiring message for Stefan before the game. One inspiring message for him.
Good luck.
She had the side eye. She's like, hey, that's the father of my child, so I'm going to wish him good luck. But she wasn't into that. She did not put her heart
confused.
Into that.
From the moment I saw her dancing on stage with Bad Bunny and the father of her child was getting, you know, beat on the football field pretty badly, I was like, oh, that has to be tough on Stefan. And then come to find out, yeah, they've been broken up the whole time.
No, Anthony, she couldn't go down there and sit on the sideline with him. What was she going to do? What was she going to do?
Well, you want to see your partner be in it with you, but no, they're already broken up. It's a mess. You got to be careful who you date here. This is tough.
Didn't put anything on the board at all because, I mean, obviously he was thinking about other things, but this goes back to what I said. I don't know how many months ago, Dana.
It wasn't going to work out.
Otto. I didn't think they would break up before the biggest game in his life, which is super toxic.
I was hoping they'd make it. Like, why would I not hope for them to make it? They have a child. You know, they seemed so in love. I was just hoping. Did I have my doubts? A little bit. But I love Cardi. I wish her happiness. And they have a child together. The one good thing, though, I know they're going to be able to be co-parents, good co-parents, is because she wished him good luck. Because she could have said something ugly. And she chose to keep it classy. She chose to be, you know, take the high road.
I mean, I did see her story yesterday from her Instagram, and she looked a little depressed, and she was rolling solo dolo. She had no one with her. Do you know what she needs to do? She needs to make better choices in men is what she needs to do.
Don't say that. How about Stefan Diggs? Needs to be a better person. I heard he's got, like, up for another paternity test or something.
How come he can't
just be a good person, you know? Be a faithful man. If you're committed.
But none of us really know what happened yet.
We don't know what happened.
But you know who did get a win? Offset. So, this is a win for my dog. Shout out Offset.
And his new album's full of heaters, just saying.
Man, well, you know, the relationship with Cardi lasted longer than the time Stefan Diggs had on that field. That was sad. That was a sad play. It was bad. He did not do a good job.
That was a sad joke.
Yeah.
It wasn't sad.
Yeah, you almost had it. You almost had it.
That was not sad.
You almost had it. I get what you're saying, though.
He spent no time on that field. They tore him up. You think it was Cardi that broke up or he broke up?
I think Cardi left him. I'm gonna say Cardi called it quits. Yeah.
It was wild
because the head coach of the Patriots was just fawning over how much he loved her on the sideline and on the field. And man. The empire came crumbling down.
Told you so.
Congratulations to Cardi. She won last night, at least. I feel like her appearance out there with Bad Bunny, it looked good. She looked amazing. She looked stunning. So in the end, and they have a child together, and they're going to be okay. Each person will be all right.
Yes. They're millionaires. This is fine. They're fine. They're going to be okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever lost something valuable that just broke your heart? I bet it doesn't come close to $950 million.
That's crazy.
Let me explain this story. So a man named James Howell has spent the last 12 years searching a landfill for the hard drive of lost Bitcoin that he threw away by accident.
Wait, a landfill?
Yes.
So he's going to the dump to go look for an old hard drive. Talk about a needle in a haystack. But I guess for $950 million,
I'll probably
be right
do that in there too.
I'm on my way to the landfill right now.
Yes. If it's $950 million, DJ Automatic, you're doing just about everything you can. But he's out of
years,
money.
Though.
He's out of money. He's out of money. He's out of time.
He's gone broke?
He's
going
done.
Looking
yeah.
for it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So
he's also
over.
Probably gone crazy.
I'm going crazy. It's not even my hard drive. I'm thinking to myself, what if somebody got it? What if somebody works and they don't even know what it is? Like a worker, you know, sometimes workers pick things up.
Yeah, no, it happens. And I wonder if it's like, you know, it might have like a little encryption code on it. I'm also wondering too, like there's a lot of people though who toss Bitcoin out when they didn't think it was worth anything.
Yeah, I had a bar try to pay me in Bitcoin in like 2012, and I was like, no. Give me my money.
We could have been millionaires.
Looking back on it, I wish I would have taken the Bitcoin.
Now here I am getting up to get on the radio.
Every day of my life's a landfill.
I was thinking, though, about the landfill. Do you remember, it's a classic movie about Richie Valens. It's called La Bamba.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think his
like
brother.
Like, we don't know La Bamba.
Well, his brother Bob. Yeah, his brother Bob works for the trash, for the city, and he throws the trash. And they go to Universal Studios. Yeah, Richie. They go to Universal Studios and they throw away all the cartoon stuff, and that's how Bob starts drawing.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you someone picked this up. They collect old
Nobody's
stuff.
Nobody's picking up a hard drive. When I would go to the dump with my dad, that was like something I would throw at an old TV or throw it away.
But people collect old computers and things.
In the Bitcoin era, who knows? Now there's a treasure chest out there.
You probably have it and don't even know what it's worth. It's absolutely crazy. Bro. Now, we posted this question on Facebook. I asked for calls and the Facebook page went crazy. This first one from Joanne broke my heart. She said, I had placed a gold cross necklace my dad had made for me. When he melted it down, he melted his gold rings down. So she put it inside of her car cup holder. And then she says, I had my car washed at the car wash. They either took it or threw it in the trash. And I didn't even realize it till days later. Oh, my gosh.
That's tough.
And then Jessie DeShaw, she says her necklace, it was gold with three gold charms, a gift from her late grandmother. She said it was kind of bothering her. So she put it around her ankle, and it was just one of those things. She didn't notice it. It fell off, and she said it was just not expensive, but it had huge sentimental value, and, you know, that's it. It was gone. That's so bad. It hurts my heart.
It happens, though. I hate when stuff, like, when you're just lost in the sauce, it can happen quick where you put it right down, and next thing you know, it's off your fingers.
I lost my wedding ring on a football field.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I took it off to play catch, and then forgot to pick it back up.
And then the second one you lost, DJ Automatic?
I threw that one into the crowd, though. I was DJing on stage, and I just launched something into the crowd and went right with it.
At least that one, I hope somebody got it. At least I hope somebody caught it.
I looked for it for hours. Somebody got it.
I've never lost anything valuable like that, but I lost my my ID at the worst time. I was getting ready to go on a trip to cover a story for MTV, and I had misplaced my ID the day before my flight.
Oh, Anthony.
So it made the travel thing horrible, right? I get back in town, and my boy Austin's like, hey, bro, I saw your brother downtown at the bar last night.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He did. The next day, he's like, hey, bro, he brought me back my ID. I'm like, dude, oh, my God, you know the stress you caused.
You know what, though? That was worth it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
J. Cole's The Fall Off debuted last week, but he's come up with the most creative way to sell his albums and CDs. Yes, I mean albums and CDs. Let's talk about it after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Don Ahmad celebrating his birthday, and actress Emma Roberts celebrating her birthday as well, too.
All right, so J. Cole is traveling around in his old Honda Civic. Literally, he pops the trunk open, and there's CDs and vinyl, and people just pull up and buy them. And it's crazy.
This is the most genius marketing move that anybody's had in a really, really long time. The fact that he's like building that personal connection with his audience, that he's going to them and he's showing up and it's just packed, it's crowded, and you can see all the emotions that are going through everyone. And it's beautiful, honestly.
It really is. The tears. When you just said that, the amount of people that are posting video of themselves, photos of themselves, just their faces wet from tears of joy, not crying, like tears of joy. Also, I did notice, and I said this off mic, man, there's a lot of young people. It's mainly teens and people in their young 20s, which kind of shocked me because J. Cole's been around now, you know, more than a couple of decades.
I mean, he's in his 40s now. Yeah, you're right. But his audience, you know, he's continued to grow his audience and keep that younger audience.
You think it's just good music?
I think good music is an understatement. He's one of the greatest to ever grace a microphone in hip hop, period.
He has transcending ability. I haven't gotten through all of The Fall Off yet because it's a double disc, but I've listened to a lot of it. And I mean, it's a great album. And when has J. Cole not brought us a great album? I know Anthony didn't like the folding clothes one, but beyond that,
it wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just that it wasn't the best album out that year. And yeah, the best album out that year was Stoney, Post Malone. But Jake, but you're right, to your point. I mean, J. Cole delivered 2014 Forest Hills Drive, numerous classics, KOD. I mean, yeah, this is right up there with the rest of the project. And he's very good at reconnecting with his fans on a grassroots level. And he's always had these amazing marketing campaigns. So yeah, shout out to J. Cole for being a real one.
I'm glad that you said that with the folding clothes, because you're right. I love him. So I was really defending the album, and it was good. But you're right. In this right here, though, is the J. Cole we've needed for, gosh, I didn't think he was going to come back after the whole Kendrick and Drake beef. I swear to you, I thought J. Cole had quit. But I guess he was just back in the background plotting and scheming, putting this together.
He's been working on this album for 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. So. Have you listened to the album? What do you think? And if J. Cole comes to a city near you, are you going to show up to him popping his trunk open his Honda Civic? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.